set.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what it's all on.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mom. What?
One cup.
Wow.
I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Guys. Hashtag Actors Life. What's up, internet? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Actors Life. It's your boy Jesse coming at you on the 1-2. And we got Fame by Irene Cara playing there in the background. We want to live forever. And as always, we are coming live at you, pre-recorded from the JMC Bolin B&B. I almost forgot our name for a second there. But I'm joined by none other than our favourite Filipino and white trash.
Yeah, what do we call you?
What an introduction, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. No worries at all. What do you call me?
Names you could call him.
I call you like a island Nazi.
Ooh.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
That's interesting. Good. That's not too bad, actually.
It's kind of, it actually got a nice ring to it as well.
Yeah.
You got Islands and then.
So you're half German.
Nazis and then Islanders.
I'm half German and I'm half Pacific Islander, and a range of different Pacific Islands to be precise. But with that being said, like.
Are you saying that because of your DNA test recently? That's not even your DNA test, though. It was your brother's. No, your cousin's, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, we're from the same, like half of their stuff is the same as ours. And
yeah, but what's the other half?
Your
cousin's
see,
like a distant. Like,
yeah, I understand, but they're. Anyway, we won't go into the specifics of it all.
So I think you need to get a DNA test.
Your ancestry is another person.
We totally should as well. But
I think all of us should.
It is totally. We should, especially because you don't really know what you are, Chris. You're just white.
No, I have no
idea.
So
you don't know exactly what kind of white.
I don't know if it's Irish, French, or Greek, or something else.
Well, are Greeks really white though? I feel like they're more olive.
You can get some, like I think watered down, like along the bloodlines.
Just a watered down Greek.
You get people who are like just look white, but they have a Greek heritage. I'm not saying that's me. Like I said, if I had to guess, I would say it probably sits more in the Irish realm.
Ooh, diddly-dee potatoes.
But the French lady at the bank seemed to disagree, so who knows?
Yeah, well, the French lady at the bank just wanted your money and just wanted to have a general conversation really with you, I'm
just
sure.
Just seen a human life in days.
Yeah, and it's Heritage Bank too, so she's she hasn't got out much, I can assure you of that.
She's been there since the 80s.
Now, I mean, with all that being said, I feel like if you throw Nazi at the end of anything, it just doesn't come out good at all, so... Perhaps we should refrain from.
You shouldn't throw Nazis in general, really.
Unless you're Jojo.
Jojo. Yeah, but that's satire.
Yeah.
You guys aren't referring to me as a island Nazi for satire purposes.
Walking piece of satire, friend.
Hi,
I would just say.
Hi, Hila.
Oh God, we probably shouldn't have that on record. But anyway,
it's a movie reference. I'm not saying hi, Hitler. It's a movie.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Anyway, that person who's being very controversial at the moment is none other than
MJ.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, I'm controversial.
You are. It's actually your middle name, I believe.
Yeah, Martin Controversial.
What's your name?
That's controversial.
It's very controversial. And and the white component of our entire group.
This is Chris.
There he is.
I am Chris.
I'm Chris.
Anyway, how are we, guys? Everyone's well?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, all well.
Good. Yeah, we've had a big day.
We have. Yeah. I was going to say, are you well? Are you warm?
I feel so much warmer right now.
The reason I ask if he's warm is because we literally just drenched him with a hose. Whilst filming a video. Yeah.
Let's just say that. We're just filming a video. Yeah. You guys will be revealed on October 1st.
Is that a plug?
That was a plug.
Another
plug.
Another one.
This one I'll allow. That's fine. Yeah. This
I was going to say, if you're not going to allow me to plug our own shit, then we're in the wrong business.
Plug all the time. Yeah.
Yes, no, absolutely. Everything will be revealed on October 1st. And it was quite the experience. I'm glad there was no breeze. If there was a breeze, we'd be up shit creek without a paddle.
Yeah,
well, I would
be
anyway.
You got very lucky in the fact that it was quite a warm day today, I think.
Yes.
I also got a little wet as well, but it was a nice kind of wet. Not as wet as you.
I was psyched. In all fairness, it was quite refreshing. And I certainly, it was kind of, you know, like cold therapy. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, yeah, or like, yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
I was fine. I was dry. It was nice. And Jeff was on a great day
on camera under a nice little umbrella, sipping a mojito.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are complaining about, you pussies.
Yeah, someone's got to complain anyway. Yeah. Right,
but no, we have. We've been busy. We've spent most of the day shooting that. We also shot a self tape as well, and now recording a podcast. So it's been
a big day out here at the James Ball and B&B.
It's a lazy Sunday for us.
Well, yesterday I went for an 18 kilometer hike, and my legs are dead.
Yeah, you'd still be feeling it.
So it was nice.
You did well today then to come out and do everything that you did based on, you know, the fatigue I'm sure that you're feeling in all areas other than just your legs.
Well, I'm internally screaming. That's my secret.
Yeah, but I mean, you do that anyway. I feel like you're always internally screaming.
It's just it's my energy, my power. That's where I get my power from.
I thought you were powered from the sun.
It's your chi.
My chi. It was my Mulan.
Yeah, I legit thought you were solar powered.
Solar powered.
Yeah.
He is.
If the sun's not out, MJ's not out.
No, it's true. He's got like solar panels. He's like those old school calculators that you need, like the solar. You know, it's got a little solar strip on there.
That's true. Yeah.
Why do you think I have big ears? Just.
I didn't want to say.
It's not for hearing. It's for sunlight.
What?
It's for sunlight.
Yeah.
To keep your face shaded.
To hear the sun.
Yeah. I need to hear the light coming at me so I can revive my energy. It all makes sense. You don't need to understand.
No, it's science, so I don't expect anyone to understand. No,
science.
It is what it is. Well, good on you, mate. I really appreciate you sharing that wonderful information with us.
All right, moving on.
But no, it was. It was a big day, and it was a good night last night too, wasn't it?
We had Korean barbecue.
Oh,
yeah.
What was the place called again?
Wagyu House out in Croydon.
Why'd you ask him?
I was giving him a little bit of assistance alley-oop plug.
Boom, there it is. There's the basket.
Where does he get all the fun?
Speaking of baskets, actually, Jesse had to record a self-tape this week, actually, and we had to go down to the court to shoot.
We did.
Some footage of him shooting hoops.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah, I showed him the tape.
Did you show him all the OG tape though, or the one you cut together afterwards?
I cut together the tape and I showed him the tape.
There was a lot of missed shots.
It was terrible. I mean, if you sent in what I saw, it was terrible.
Yeah, exactly. You should have seen the outtakes.
That's the good takes.
Those are the good takes. Yeah, look, I'm certainly no professional basketballer, but I'm, like I said, I'm not completely inept with a basketball.
No, for sure.
I mean, I still look like I knew what I was doing.
That's right.
I can't talk. Okay. I'm terrible at basketball. It's probably of all the sports ever, I think that's probably the one way I'm.
And that's saying something.
It is saying something. It's saying you pick any other sport, as random as it may be, I think I would do better than that than I would do in basketball.
I don't know.
Really?
What about
lacrosse?
Tennis?
Yeah, better at lacrosse, I reckon.
Tennis?
Yeah, better at tennis.
Baseball?
Yeah.
I've actually never tried baseball.
Wait, what are you, even soccer or football?
Yeah, better. Definitely better at those.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%. You underestimate how bad I am at basketball.
But are you saying you're that uncoordinated with your hands than feet?
And feet and just juggling and trying to run at the same time.
What about darts?
I actually played darts when I was up in Brisbane last.
Okay.
And the family had to take the darts off me because we had the dartboard up against the wall of the house on the outside, and I nearly smashed the glass sliding door with the darts.
And it was on the other side of the house.
I actually used to play basketball, though. I think I told you guys this before. Like, in grade 8, I had a friend, my best friend, who was really into basketball.
He had a friend.
And his name was Buddy. He was really into basketball. For the longest time, we just kind of like sat and hung out at lunchtimes, and he kept saying he wanted to play basketball. So after a while, we were like, man, if you want to go play basketball, play basketball. And we decided to go along with him. And so probably about 3-4 months, like on and off, I would play basketball at lunchtimes. But when I say play is a strong word. Like, I would just go along because everyone else was doing it. And
stand on the court.
Literally. And if the ball came to me, I was like, ah, you fucked up.
Just kicked it. Just pegged it.
You just caught it and ran with it. Like, traveling. Yes, I am traveling with the ball.
That's traveling, bitch.
Yeah.
Longest Yard. Yeah, what a great film.
Yeah.
Ah, well, there you go. good on you, mate.
Yeah. I also think there's something to do with the fact that it's on concrete as well. I don't like that. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know, just the thought of like, I don't know, falling down and scraping your skin against the concrete. Whereas, you know, other games on the grass, not so much. I'll fucking fall over all day, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess so. I mean, traditionally, like basketball's supposed to be played on a court, like an actual, like, what is it, like polished?
That's wood, true. Yeah, I never had the luxury. Must be nice.
It must be nice.
To play on the polished wood floors. I've always had concrete courts.
What about polished concrete?
Yeah, no, that's a realm I can't.
It's still as hard as normal concrete. It just looks nicer. In all fairness. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. I suppose that was the week that was, wasn't it? It was a big week. Everyone's doing self tapes and whatnot. Speaking of self tapes, I'm actually doing an acting course at the moment, which I was required to ask 30 people.
Do you know 30 people?
No, it was hard. I had to do a few friend requests.
Oh, friend requests.
Yeah, I know. Old school, right?
Yeah.
No, but I had to ask about 30 people.
You weren't that name, but I was getting friend requests from this week, was it? I was trying to see my bobs and virgins.
That was me.
That was you. Oh,
Damn. So, well, look, I mean, I thought that was the best way to get your attention.
Well, it was, and you'll know that from my DMs.
Yeah, I regret that. I certainly regret asking you. But anyway, I had to ask X amount of people. I'm not going to say the number again because I've said it about 14 times now. What celebrity I resembled to them physically, and then, like, the celebrity that resembled, like, my energy as far as they were concerned. And I got some very interesting responses.
Good or bad? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Look, I don't think it's bad at all. It's really interesting to see how people perceive you. Like, you know, it's interesting to get like other people's perspectives on like what you seem to reflect on the outside to them. And I asked like a varying range of people, like how, like people that I kind of knew, people that like I didn't really know all that well. But I mean, I think I'm active enough on social media for people to get a pretty good idea of who I was. So I'm actually a little bit surprised on, I suppose, the scope of people that came back as far as answers were concerned. So
yeah, like overwhelming response to a particular actor.
Funnily enough, I think he did.
That was all over the place.
Well, I mean, you showed me the list that you'd put together and there were a few names, repetitive names that popped up.
Of course, like, even though there were certain names that kind of came up more so, it was also like there wasn't a real definitive person that was only it. There was like a few names that popped up, but I'm like probably four different names rather than maybe just two.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
so like the
which
four
is probably
names,
what you want. You want a few of those names.
Yeah, I guess so.
But should we tell, you know?
Oh, we can go into it, I suppose. It's not that big of a deal, but I thought it'd be interesting to ask you guys, like, because you guys have done similar exercises in the past, yeah?
I have. So I've had to do an exercise where, I find five, actor celebrities that I am similar to. But see, your question was what, one for looks, one for energy?
Yeah, energy or like sort of personality, like what celebrity reminds them more so like
me it was more of just a general all-rounder, I guess. So I kind of had to take elements of like, so you know, maybe the energy of this person but the looks of this person and you know all that type of thing, the skill or the comedic timing of this person.
Right, so very specific things. So like if they were like, oh, which actor
that
has comedic timing similar to me. Like
sort
that's
of like that, yeah. So a lot of the questions were like that, but then the five that I ended up with were like a general from all of those realms. Essentially.
Oh, yes. I see.
Yeah. So I mean, for me, one of the early ones on the list is Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
To which Jesse brought up as well, Luke Wilson, which I hadn't really thought of.
Yeah,
I see more Luke Wilson, definitely. Right.
See, I always went with Owen, I always thought.
Yeah, because of the hair.
It's exactly. The hair, but also the fucked up nose and just
he's got a proper
skill.
Fucked up nose. Like yours, like
mine's only half fucked up.
Well, I mean, yours is like, oh, he's got a fucked up nose, but like Owen Wilson's like, he's got a fucked up nose.
There's a difference.
Well, we actually found out this week there's a third Wilson brother.
You're right.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I didn't know that.
I've forgotten it now.
It's like the third Hemsworth. Like, oh, what?
Luke. Yeah. Hang on.
Luke Hemsworth.
I've got it written
Hemsworth.
Down. Hang on.
Lovely guy.
Yeah. No, actually, forget that. I don't have it written down.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I really appreciate that. That's really good. But he looks nothing like them. If anything, he's probably like...
No, he definitely doesn't.
He's like the more movie star looking out of the Wilsons. Yeah. Maybe he's not funny. Maybe that's why he just never did very well.
Maybe that's it.
But he's also an actor.
Is he?
Yeah, he's also an actor. He did, I remember seeing his IMDb. There's a few titles there that you kind of went, oh, wow, really? Okay. And he does look familiar, but like not familiar to the point to be like, oh, yes, I know where you're from.
Right, yeah. Well, what about you guys? What would you go, what's the name you guys would say? And I'll tell you if it's on my list or not.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Brienne of Tarth.
Peter Dinklage.
No, we don't want you to read your list.
Oh, right. Sorry, that was the wrong list there. Yep.
Brienne of Tarth.
He's legit. Didn't correct it. That's what I'm going with.
Shit. I don't know, actually. Maybe. No, I think that's more of the hair thing as well.
Mm. Yeah. Who?
I was going to say Luke Bracey, but like specifically Bracey from the Point Break remake.
Yeah. So the idea of the task that I was given was to basically find actors where, looking at them as a group, you could go, that's my casting type. The roles that these people get are the roles that I could also get, or the types of things
of course,
that they play.
Of course, and that was the purpose of my exercise as well, essentially.
Like a young McConaughey. He had those Sophie roles.
Right.
The dude roles, you know.
On my list, Ryan Gosling.
Maybe a bit of Kutcher, actually. Kutcher.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit of Kutcher going on there. Definitely a Kutcher.
I haven't thought of Kutcher.
You've got the doofiness of a Kutcher.
Similar casting type too, just as like a general kind of role thing,
I would say. Yeah, I could see that.
I said the other day, like, was it Sean Michael Scott?
Yes, you did.
Sean William Scott?
Sean William Scott.
Okay, interesting.
Stifler.
I had Gosling, I had Steve Coogan as well.
Oh, Coogan.
That's right.
Yeah, Coogan's a good one, I think.
Coogan's great.
And then the obvious one is Chris Hemsworth, obviously, because Thor.
But you wrote that yourself.
Yes. That's probably the most one I get.
That's
from
when
people
you
who
consulted
like
a blind person,
I guess. When people just go off like. No, like when people just go off like looks or something, they go, "Oh, Chris, you could be the next Chris Hemsworth."
Is that just because people like have Chris Hemsworth so fresh in their mind because he's still fairly new?
Probably.
Yeah, that's he's Australian too. Like, he's Australian.
It's the hair. I don't know.
And your name is also, in fact, Chris.
It's all of the above, I would say.
Yeah.
He's the third Hemsworth.
There's a fourth. There is the third Hemsworth.
Yeah, but he's forgotten. You're the third.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you mean.
What about you, Jesse? What were some of the names that came up for you?
For me, there was an array of different names. The names that kind of kept popping up were Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy. Shia LaBeouf, Tom Hardy, and there was another name that popped up. John Leguizamo?
Is that the guy that plays multiple nationalities?
Yeah, the dude. I was bringing up his IMDb. John Leguizamo.
He sounds like a pasta. Like.
A pasta.
Linguini.
Yeah, John. I forgot what I was going to say. Just forget I was speaking.
Yeah, I can definitely see the
this dude. I know. Piss off notification.
There we go.
John Leguizamo. Leguizamo.
Yeah, that Mexican guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess he is Mexican. I don't know exactly what his heritage is here. He's certainly Latin of some description.
I was thinking of that New Zealand fella.
Oh, Cliff Curtis.
Yeah, that guy. So he's the guy who plays every nationality
everyone.
You can imagine
and
pulls it off like impeccably because you just wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, the guy with Matrix and...
Yeah, that culturally ambiguous look, which I think is what Jesse has. So would be my pick for Jesse.
Definitely the Shia and Hardy
I never
together.
Thought of Shia until these people said it. Like, and I'm still struggling, I guess. I can see Hardy.
Yeah,
Shia and Hardy together. Yeah, I reckon you put them together. You got Jesse.
Well, that was something that someone said very specifically. They were like a cross between Hardy and Shia.
Yeah, I agree.
That was one person's take. And there's a bunch of random names in there. I mean, one of them was Kit Harington. I only got one Kit Harington, which I've had a few times before. Anyway,
when you do your American, it's pretty. It's your neutral English.
accent? That or the actual Jon Snow voice?
Oh, that's probably the accent then.
From our Jon Snow video, which y'all can check out on YouTube.
Yeah. You can, yes, on Chatterboat Comedy. And I think we shared it on ours as well, but it was specifically Chatterboat Comedy.
That was really a good accent. Like the impersonation was spot on. So.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I got Jon Bernthal, our good friend Punisher.
Yeah.
And as far as like personality is concerned, Chris Evans kept popping up and so did Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like personality the other day, wise.
Like Jesse.
I only got one Kevin Hart, which I was really upset about.
That you did or didn't get?
I got one. I got one Kevin Hart, yeah.
Okay. No, I was going to say, Jesse, he has, for me, like my side of seeing him is a James Corden sort of energy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because he's just annoyingly positive.
I'm quite optimistic.
James Corden's definitely in the annoying category
for me. Yeah, Chris hates James Corden.
I don't know why.
No, you do. I think you've actually said those words before.
I don't think I've used the word. I don't hate anyone.
But you're very positive. But no, he does. James Corden is positive all
Thank
the
you.
Time.
I am quite positive. Upbeat.
Yeah. Totally. And he loves singing and carpool singing, karaoke and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that's all you.
And just talking over my guests.
100%.
And what about you? Well, like you said the other night that you get Jet Li a lot.
Yeah.
I was going to say Jet Li.
That's just because people have no one else to reference me.
But I actually think you do have like a similar vibe, a similar face structure. Jet Li has like this... this almost just this constant internal, this internal monologue, I guess, going on that you can kind of see in his acting.
And internal screaming.
You've got internal screaming. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that comes across like in a lot of your acting as well. It's definitely a good thing, by the way.
Internally screaming. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's a trait you both share in that aspect as well. Obviously, and then there's the martial arts side of things as well.
Yeah, the more sort of physicality side of stuff. But I mean, I think it's a general thing. I've said this before too. And he's obviously not an actor, but he's a celebrity in his own right. Is Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah,
like specifically with Pacquiao, your goatee. Yeah, far out, your Manny Pacquiao. Looks wise.
Yeah, definitely.
Should do a parody.
Yeah, yeah, you should.
I'm surprised you guys haven't said Oscar the Grouch yet.
That was coming. That was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. and the red thing from Inside Out, the angry.
The red. His name is Angry.
Anger.
The anger.
Yeah, the angry in my
just fire coming out of my head.
I can't remember who I said about you the other day with energy. Do you remember what I remember? I said someone specifically about you.
Energy.
Yeah. It was,
oh, I don't know.
I can't remember what it was now. Clearly, it didn't matter as much.
Someone said like to me the other day, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was like the energy I put out.
I can see that.
Okay, interesting.
I can see that. Mm. You got a pretty good range, like he does as well.
He's great. Love
him. Yeah, he's a fantastic actor. I'm glad to see that he's starting to do some more stuff again. He's sort of started to pop back onto the scene.
He's one of those ones that doesn't age as well. I don't know if you guys have noticed that as well. I feel like he has not like aged like since, what is it, 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yeah.
Like he does look young there, but how long ago was that movie?
It's a very baby face.
I remember in the days he was on Third Rock from the Sun, and that was a great series.
Oh, see, that was a while ago as well. Yeah. Well, okay, well, let's transition that into the celebrity age game. That's the thing we haven't played in a while. Let's hit it.
I don't know why we laughed about that. I meant to find the applause. Oh, it's the yellow one.
Yay!
The celebrity age game.
What are all these people doing in our living room?
I don't know, but can everyone please leave?
So what do we say for Joseph Gordon-Levitt? How old do you reckon he is?
Oh, right, as a question. Yeah. Good point. I don't know. I'm going to say he's 42.
42.
Well, that's a pretty good guess.
I was probably thinking about the same age. I think he's one of those guys who is a lot older than he looks.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's been around the grounds for yonks.
I might go 44.
Okay.
I'll go one under of 41.
So 41. So I got 42. MJ is sitting at 41. And Chris is, in fact, on 44. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is... Oh, it doesn't actually say. It just says the year he was born.
Well, do some maths, son.
I don't want to. You do maths. You're the calculator. You've hit the sun today.
What's the year?
The year is 1981, so that would make him...
This used to say the age, didn't it?
It did. I'm sure it used to say the age.
It used to say the age.
1981, we're in fact in 2020.
39?
So it would be...
Here we go, 39. No, 39. Yeah. 39. Thank you, Google.
Google.
Yeah. 39. Ah, well, there you go.
So you're the closest at 41.
41, there you go. 39. God damn it. What, he looks half something, you know?
I don't know what his heritage is. It probably is here, but I don't know if I want to...
Just list him as an American actor.
Of course.
Yeah. What about you guys? Got any names for the celebrity age game?
What is...
what is? Is this the what's that game? Jeopardy, is it?
I spy with
Who is California?
Oh, the Family Feud.
A
word beginning with T. Titties.
name a yellow fruit. Orange.
Steve Harvey's great. Actually, there you go. There's one Steve Harvey. Harvey.
Oh, Harvey.
Oh, Steve. Steve Harvey. Jerry Seinfeld. You motherfuckers.
Look, another one I think has aged probably incredibly well. I actually think he's up there. I'm going to say 60.
Oh, yeah. I was around there too.
Yeah.
I think he is. I think I remember him having his 60th fairly recently. So maybe 61. Let's go with 61.
He's going 61.
You've got your Google up, Chris. Do you want to just type that in for us?
I'll go slip it underneath 59.
59?
Yeah, because I just want to say 50.
So what do you say, Chris?
I said 60.
Yep, 61.
You said 61.
59.
59. The man, Steve Harvey, is 63.
Oh!
I'll take it. Good one, Jesse.
I'll take it.
Good one.
What do you got for me, MJ? This last one.
Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne of Tarth.
What's her real name?
Her name is, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Tarth.
It's Gwendolyn Christie.
Gwendolyn Christie,
Gwendolyn like Christie.
Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn.
And I want to say she's 38.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go a bit younger, I think. I'm going to say 32. I actually think she might be.
All right, down the middle, 35.
35, okay. All right, let me get her up. Oh, Gwendolyn Christie. She is 41.
Oh,
I'll take it.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
And thank you, so, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesse wins that.
That's me. Yay! Boo. I was a bit slow on that one, wasn't I?
Boo.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
Losing your touch.
Sorry, Chris.
No, it's fine. I'll get him next time.
I would have gotten away with it too. If it wasn't for you meddling kids. Very good. But look, we probably should start winding things down because we have to be places, don't we, MJ?
We do.
Yeah, Chris has got a new friend.
What? That's not what we're talking about.
But he's not on a particular time frame.
Yeah, well, I got things to do too.
Yeah, you do. You gotta go do some flippity flips.
Flippity flips.
Gonna be a gym.
Bit of a flapjacks. Maybe on the gymnastics.
Yeah, well, some people's gotta train. train.
Well, I mean, yeah, someone's got to, and you can do that for us. Thank you.
Totally.
Really appreciate it.
I'll share my gains with you.
Oh, will ya?
Nah.
Oh. Imagine if you could do that. Imagine if you could, actually, share gains. With someone, be like, oh, look, I've got too many gains. Do you want some gains?
Yeah, totally.
Take some gains.
Oh, thanks, man.
You want it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool, man. Oh, I didn't want that in my butt.
Okay, anyway. Guys, that's all we have today for Hashtag Actors Life, coming at you from the James C. Bolin BNB. Welcome to your end credit scene. Fame, I want to live forever. I don't think we have anything specific that we need to plug this week at all, do we?
No, you'll find something, though.
I'm sure I'll find something. Because you know why? Blackwater is out currently for you to stream free on YouTube. Head over to my social so you can find the link there. Which is, in fact, Jesse Dingo on Instagram. You can find me and like me on Facebook. Just thumb me on Facebook. Make sure you follow the #actors.life to stay well and truly on the pulse with everything that's happening with us at #actorslife. Martin J.S. Reyes is MGZ. Follow him. Chris_Charterboat. And what else? Rate the podcast.
Yeah,
subscribe.
Please
share it with your friends.
Reviews on iTunes. That would be great. And also, don't forget to hit us up with some embarrassing stories. If you have an embarrassing story, we want to hear it. So please hit us up. Whether you want to be featured on the podcast, we can get you on. If you want to remain anonymous as well, but you have a pretty cool story, please send it in and just say that you want to remain anonymous, and we can handle that as well. But we want to hear from you guys. We want to be able to share your stories.
We'll cop your story on the chin and we'll tell it like it was our own.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because we can do that because we're actors.
100%.
Anyway, until next week, guys, keep it real, keep it raw, most definitely organic. Make sure you send them in, follow us, thumb us, rate us, all of the above. And we'll see you next time.
And keep an eye out for October 1st.
Oh, yeah, October 1st. It's coming up. There'll be a podcast between now and then, but we'll remind you as well. All right, guys, mad love. Till then.
Peace.
Hey, right.